Tittle the quarterback, Webster the fullback, Phil King at left halfback, and Frank Gifford flanked out on the right side. Ray Witeka gets over the ball now. Tittle sets his team, checks that Packer defense. Goes back two steps, fires the short sideline pass. It is complete to Gifford over at the far side of the field at the 25-yard line. He's forced out of bounds immediately by Herb Adderley. They'll give him the forward progress he had up to the 26, a pickup of 6 yards. Tittle to Gifford. Tittle now has completed 8 out of 18, and it's second down, 4 yards to go. Giants out of the huddle. Still a strong right formation. Tittle flanked out there. Walton the tight end. Handoff goes to Webster. Webster tries the left side, is hit by the Packer defense and down for no gain. Bill Forrester leading the tacklers along with Bill Quinlan. Third down and 4 yards to go for the Giants. No gain on that play. Webster carrying. 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. 13-7. The Green Bay Packers out in front of the New York Giants in this championship battle. Tittle is set. Takes that short step back, fires the sideline pass once again to Gifford, just across the 30-yard stripe for the first down. Gifford at the 33, knocked out of bounds by Herb Adderley. Well, that's what the pros call the sideline pass or the first down pass. They're not trying to break the man loose for a long gain. They're just shooting for that short yardage. And Gifford has been loose on 2 out of the last 3 plays. First down for the Giants. Ball on their own 32. Tittle goes back now. He's looking. Gets the pass away. Batted away from Del Schaffner by Jesse Whittington. Whittington came up behind Schaffner there and batted that one right out of his hands. It was intended for Schaffner down about the 43-44-yard line. Now the clock has ticked away to 2 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Packers own a 6-point lead, 13-7. Packer defense deploys Willie Wood and Hank Grimminger, the deep men, against Y.A. Tittle's passing attack. We'll take over the ball. Tittle counts off, being chased as he goes back to throw, but gets the pass away down the middle. It is complete to Del Schaffner. He's tackled immediately by Whittington on the 40-yard line. Give him the forward progress up to the 42. And for Schaffner, that's the fourth pass he's caught today. Now let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
This is WBY Schenectady.
Well, during that pause for identification, the chain gang came out from this sideline. We're having a measurement now to see whether or not the Giants have themselves a first down. It is not. Third down and a yard to go. Jess Whittington is covering Del Schaffner today. Whittington of the Packers. Schaffner of the Giants, of course. Formerly, both of them were with the Rams and they were roommates. One of the quirks of fate. The tech over the ball. Tittle takes. Hands off to Webster. Drives up the middle. He may have picked up that first down. Henry Jordan, Ray Nitschke, Dave Hanner, the center of the Packer defense, all in on the tackle. And you can tell by the cheer that goes up from this hometown crowd that the Giants have just picked themselves up a first down. Webster running for the short yardage. First and 10 for the Giants in their own 43-yard line. They're out of the huddle now. Bitter cold down on the field. Temperature about 20, wind blowing strong. Tittle goes back to throw, fires the short one, complete to Walton at the 50-yard line, down in the Packer territory, and punched out of bounds by Willie Wood on the Packer 47-yard line. The football being brought in the 20 yards from this side of the field. So the Giants are on the move now in the Packer territory, and they have a first down on the Green Bay 47-yard line. Y.A. Tittle takes his team out of the huddle. Again, Gifford is flanked to the right. Deuce backfield, King and Webster. Tittle puts the ball on his hip, rolls out to the right to pass, fires, incomplete, intended for Del Schaffner. An interference is going to be called against Willie Wood. Uh-oh. And Willie Wood lost his temper, got up to protest to the official, and nudged the official, and I believe that Willie Wood is being sent out of the football game. He is. Interference called against Willie Wood. When he saw the call, he bounced up right into the official. And Willie Wood has been excused from this football game. That means that John Simank or Howard Williams will come into the game, into the Packer defensive backfield. Johnny Simank, who was a starter at safety last year, has moved into the lineup. And now, Herb Adderley is talking to one of the officials. And this is the first big rhubarb of this football game. The act by Willie Wood, as it looked here, was unintentional. He was bouncing up to protest the call. But he did ram into the official, Tom Kelleher. And we are now having the penalty marked off against the Green Bay Packers. Pass interference, 15 yards from the point of infraction. Moves the ball down to the Green Bay Packer, 18-yard line. Personal foul. And it's first and 10 at that point for the New York Giants. 1 minute remains in the third quarter. Packers lead 13-7. And they're playing now without the services of Willie Wood, who led the league in interceptions this past season. Now we're set for more football. Y.A. Tittle checks his lineup. Starts the count. Goes back to throw. Gets good protection. Fires the bomb. The long one incomplete. Way over the head of Del Schaffner, who is down in the end zone. 54 seconds showing on the clock now. Here in the third quarter, as the incompleted pass stops the clock. Packers hold on to that 6-point lead. 13-7. Tittle takes his team back into the huddle. Packer defense sets up. Bill Quinlan, Henry Jordan, Dave Hanner, and Willie Davis across that front line. They dig in as Tittle starts counting. Hands off to Phil King. Double reverse to Gifford. And Gifford laterals back to Tittle again. As Gifford was trapped, Tittle fires a pass. Incomplete and almost intercepted by Dan Curry down at the 12-yard line of the Green Bay Packers. Well, there was a razzle-dazzle play and a bit impromptu. Y.A. Tittle took the ball, handed off to Phil King, who reversed to Frank Gifford, and Gifford was almost tackled by Bill Forrester. He underarmed a pass back to Y.A. Tittle, who had started the whole thing, and Tittle, in desperation, heaved one over to the far side that was almost intercepted by Dan Curry. Third down, 10 yards to go for the Giants on the Packer 18-yard line. They're out of the huddle. Schaffner split on the left side, Gifford flanked on the right side. Tittle fakes a handoff. He's being rushed. Hit as he fires the ball. A flag on the play. Pass incomplete down on the 10-yard line. There was a flag on the play, and we may have a roughing the passer penalty called. Bill Quinlan, Willie Davis, moved in fast on Y.A. Tittle. He got the pass away, but the flag on the play indicates an infraction by the Giants. Joe Walton, illegal use of the hands. So that will move the football away from the Packers' goal. Seconds remaining in the third quarter. 13-7, the Packers out in front. The penalty takes the ball all the way back to the Packers' 40-yard line. It remains third down and 32 yards to go for the New York Giants. Well, we've got a jam-packed Yankee Stadium here this afternoon. It's cold, but they've seen quite a football game. Tittle takes the ball now, goes back to throw, looks downfield, fires the pass down the middle. It's complete to Webster. Webster is at the 33-yard line, hit and dropped immediately by Bill Forrester. Pick up on the play of 7 yards. Ball is now at the Packer 33-yard line. 21 seconds showing on the clock here in the third quarter. 13-7, the Packers out in front. Fourth down and 24 yards to go for the New York Giants. Clock is ticking away, and we've had another penalty call there. There was a flag on that last play. 3 seconds showing on the clock. The scoreboard clock may not be correct. Another long march coming up against the New York Giants. Moves the ball all the way back to their 40-yard line. And again, we've had holding called against the Giants. Two plays in succession. The Giants have been called for holding. Obviously, the clock was officially stopped. The scoreboard clock did not stop, so we have a few seconds remaining here in the third quarter as the Giants come out of the huddle. It's third down and 47 yards to go now for the Giants. Tittle goes back to throw. Being chased, rolls over to the far sideline, gets the pass away. It is incomplete, intended for Gifford. Down on the Packer, 46-yard line. Gifford had it in his hands but dropped the ball. And it's now fourth down and 47 yards for the New York Giants. Well, they had moved the ball by penalty all the way down to the Packer 18-yard line, and then penalty set the Giants back to their own 40. Lou Carpenter has come in as one of the deep men, along with Elijah Pitts for the Green Bay Packers. Willie Wood ejected from the football game just a few moments ago. Don Chandler back to punt. Line of scrimmage, the Giants 40. Chandler gets the snap from center, gets the kick away. A short kick coming down on the Packer 35-yard line, rolling to the 30 and rolling dead just across the Packer 28-yard line. It'll be first and 10 at that point for Green Bay. A 32-yard kick by Don Chandler. We can't possibly have much time remaining here in the third quarter. The scoreboard clock has run out, but it was running during one of the discussions about penalty, and there's the gun sounding the end of the third quarter. With the score, the Green Bay Packers 13, the New York Giants 7.
What's it like to smoke an Alpine? Well, it's like a sky full of clouds racing along with the wind. That's what it's like to smoke an Alpine. Alpine has a freshness about it like morning dew, a light, lively, downright exuberant kind of taste.
There's something more than smoking with an Alpine cigarette.
If this sounds good to you, try Alpine filter cigarettes.
The fourth quarter of today's National Football League Championship game is brought to you by Ford. See the big and lively Super Torque Fords, the middleweight Fairlanes, fun-filled Falcons, and luxurious Thunderbirds, the most popular cars in Ford's history. They're at your Ford dealers now. This is Ted Moore along with Ken Coleman from Yankee Stadium, and we've got 15 minutes of action remaining in this championship game. The Packers own a 6-point lead as we head into the final quarter, and they also have the football. First and 10 on their own 28-yard line. Well, that was kind of a wild and woolly third quarter there. The New York Giants managed to score on the Packers. That marked the first time in 6 quarters of football. But they got on the boards now, and the Green Bay Packers own a none-too-healthy 6-point lead. Starr takes his team up the line of scrimmage, fakes a handoff to Taylor, gives to Tommy Moore in at left halfback. Moore on a sweep around the right side, is across the 30 and bounced out of bounds over at the far side of the field, just across the 40-yard line. So Tom Moore is seeing his first bit of action for the Packers this afternoon. Erich Barnes made the tackle. And now we've had Lou Carpenter move into the Packer lineup. Lou is quite a journeyman on this Packer football team. Can go in at either end position, any one of the backfield positions, with the exception of quarterback. He's now in as a flanker, replacing Boyd Dollar. Starr goes back to throw, fires one. Incomplete. It was intended for Carpenter. Just barely into Giant territory. Green Bay Packers are doing something in this championship game that they have not done all season long, and that is that they have been using Max McGee and Boyd Dollar on the same side. Usually they will play opposite sides, one flanking, the other on the line of scrimmage as the split end. On that last play, Boyd Dollar was also on the same side, as Max McGee. Dollar replacing, or rather, Carpenter replacing Dollar in the lineup. There's a handoff going to Jimmy Taylor, and Taylor drives up the middle across the 45-yard line to the 47. He was tackled by Sam Huff, Dick Modulewski, Big Rosie Greer. Third down. Packers have 5 yards to go. Ball on the Packers' 47-yard line. They're out of the huddle now. 13 minutes, 44 seconds. That's the time that remains in this game. Starr goes back to throw. Getting rushed, gets the pass away. It's a long, high pass coming downfield. Almost grabbed off by Max McGee, and he and Dick Lynch were in quite a battle for that football. McGee almost had it, finally dropped it down on the 25-yard line of the Giants. Bart Starr has now thrown 20 times in this football game, has completed 9 of them. Both Starr and Tittle this afternoon well under their completion percentages for the regular season. So it's fourth down, 5 yards to go, and again the Packers will be forced to punt. Max McGee going back to do the booting, and we've got Johnny Counts as the lone safety for the New York Giants. The snap to McGee, gets the kick away, a high one coming down on the 27-yard line and rolling out of bounds on the Giants' 23 at this side of the field. First and 10 at that point for the New York Giants. Now the officials bring the ball in, and they're going to place it at the 24-yard line. First and 10 for the Giants at that point. The punt by McGee was good for 30 yards. And again, the wind has blown the football away just as it was on the ground. The official gets it, brings it back, hands it to Ray Wateka, who gets over the ball. Tittle takes, hands off to Phil King. Phil on a cross to the left side. Drives over the 25-yard line to the 27. And it was Ray Nitschke along with Henry Jordan making the stop for the Packers. Pick up on the play at 3 yards. Second down and 7 for the Giants. They break out of the huddle, not taking too much time. They trail. And this is the fourth quarter. Tittle takes the 2 steps back, fires the sideline pass intended for Gifford. It was incomplete. Ray Nitschke was in on Tittle in a hurry. 12 minutes, 53 seconds remaining in this football game. 13-7. The Green Bay Packers out in front of the New York Giants. We've got Phil King coming out of the ball game now for the Giants, and I believe that that would be Joe Morrison going in to replace him. Morrison in the lineup at left halfback now. Tittle goes back to throw, fades back, gets the pass away right down the middle, incomplete, deflected by Hank Grimminger, and then almost grabbed off by Herb Adderley. The pass was intended for Frank Gifford down in the Giants' 40-yard line. So it's fourth down and 7 yards to go, and the Giants will be forced to punt. Lou Carpenter and Elijah Pitts going deep for the Packers. Standing on the Packers' 35-yard line. Chandler will have the wind at his back. Gets the kick away, a high spiral. Over the head of Carpenter. Picked up on the bounce by Elijah Pitts. He moves his way back up to the 30, the 35, to the 40, the 45. Cuts away from one tackler. Moves down into Giant territory to the Giant 42-yard line before he's tripped up. And it was Phil King who made the stop for the New York Giants. Elijah Pitts fielded that ball on the roll. Got some pretty good blocking down around the Packer 35-yard line. Moved down into Giant territory to the 42. Call it the 43-yard line before he was stopped. The Packers are on the prowl. Starr takes the ball, hands off to Tom Moore. Moore sweeps to the right side. Hit behind the line of scrimmage, tripped up. Falls forward to about the original line of scrimmage. Rosie Greer holds him down there. No gain on the play. Second down, 10 yards to go. Boyd Dollar is back in the lineup for the Green Bay Packers at the flanker back position. 11 minutes and 50 seconds remain in this championship football game. 13-7, the Green Bay Packers lead the New York Giants. Jim Ringo over the ball at center for the Packers. Second down, still 10 for the Pack on the Giants 43. Handoff goes to Jimmy Taylor. He drives right into the middle, hit by the blue jerseys. may have picked up a yard. Dick Modzelewski was right there with some help from Sam Huff. Taylor drove him back about a yard. Third down. A little more than 8 yards to go. Packers have the football in Giant territory. Ball is on the Giant 41-and-a-half-yard line. Green Bay out of the huddle now. This time it's Dollar flanked to the left side with McGee split on the left side. Starr goes back to throw. Fires a pass complete to McGee. He's at the 30-yard line and forced out of bounds on the New York 28-yard line by Jimmy Patton. Nice pass thrown by Bart Starr. McGee took it without breaking stride. And the Packers have moved to a first down on the Giants' 28-and-a-half-yard line. 10 minutes and 49 seconds remain in this championship game. 13-7. Green Bay leads the New York Giants. Packers in possession and threatening again. Ringo over the ball. Starr counting off. Hands off to Taylor. Taylor hits the line on the left side, and he is stopped almost in his tracks. Sam Huff, along with Dick Modzelewski and Tom Scott, all in on that tackle. Taylor managed to pick up a yard. Second down, 9 yards to go for the Packers. Andy Robustelli, Rosie Greer, Dick Modzelewski, and Jim Katcavage across the front line for the New York Giants. Tom Scott, Sam Huff, and Bill Winter, the linebackers. Lynch, Barnes, Webb, and Patton in the defensive backfield. Packers flank McGee to the left side. Draw play to Taylor. Diagnosed. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage and dropped on the 29-yard line. And it was Jim Katcavage busting through there to break up that draw play. Loss on the play of a couple of yards. And this has been a battle of tremendous defenses this afternoon. Both of these teams doing well defensively. Third down, a little more than 10 yards to go for the Green Bay Packers. 9 minutes and 37 seconds showing on the clock. Starr counting off. Takes the ball. Hands off to Tom Moore on the draw play. And Moore is dropped in his tracks. And again, it was Jim Katcavage moving in to make the tackle. Starr tried to cross up the Giant defense there by calling basically the same play. Giving the ball to two different men on draws. Fullback Jimmy Taylor and then Tom Moore. But the Giant defense was up to it. And now with fourth down and 14 yards to go, we're going to have another field goal attempt by Jerry Kramer, this time from the 40-yard line. Bart Starr will hold. Kramer will be kicking into the wind. The ball is snapped. The boot. It is no good. Coming down to the 3-yard line. Bouncing to the 5. Grabbed off down there by Jim Patton, who is playing the lone safety. And he is tackled as soon as he picks up the ball on the 4-yard line. So the Giants have the football. They're on their own 4-yard line. And this game may seesaw into quite a defensive battle now as the two teams wait for the breaks. 13-7, the Packers out in front by 6 points, 8 minutes and 37 seconds. That's all that remains in this championship football game. Y.A. Tittle takes his team up the line of scrimmage. Hands off to Alex Webster, the fullback, and Webster is hit and dropped at the line. They'll give him his forward progress just about to the 5-yard line. Dave Hanner made the stop for the Green Bay Packers. So we've got second down, 10 yards to go. Tittle goes back into his own end zone to throw a pass. It's a long one, incomplete. It was intended for Del Schaffner. Down on the 45-yard line. Why, Tittle really put a lot of arm into that ball. Both of these clubs have 3 timeouts left. And as the game wears away, that becomes increasingly important. Third down, 10 yards to go for the Giants, just across their own 4-yard line. 13-7, the Packers lead. 7 minutes, 58 seconds remain in the football game. Green Bay Packers attempting to repeat as world champions. Giants trying to take the title away from them. And the Packers go offside, charging across the line was Dave Hanner. Before the ball was snapped, the ball actually was never put in play. Packers charged with being offside. Ball is moved out to the 10-yard line. Third down, now only 5 yards to go for the New York Giants. Third and five. Now the Giants set. Wateka over the ball. Tittle takes. Goes back to throw. Back to his goal line. Fires the pass out to the right side. It's complete to Gifford. At the 25-yard line on the sideline, he's immediately batted out of bounds by Herb Adderley. The sideline pass, good for 15 yards. And the Giants have themselves a first down on their own 25-yard line. First and 10. 7 minutes and 52 seconds showing on the scoreboard clock. 13-7, the Packers lead by six. Wateka leads the team up to the line of scrimmage, gets over the ball. Gifford split on the right side. Morrison in the backfield in place of Phil King. There's a short pass thrown complete to tight end Joe Walton. And Walton took the ball at the 30, moved up to the 35, the 36-yard line before he was forced out of bounds by Hank Greminger over along this sideline. Ball is being placed on the 37.5-yard line. And that will be good enough for a first down for the Giants. They're out of the huddle now. Wateka over the ball. Again, it's Gifford, flanked to the right side. Fake handoff goes to Webster. Rather, a fake handoff to Webster, and Tittle fires out the left side, incomplete. It was intended for Walton. Right with him on the play was Jesse Whittington. Second down, 10 yards to go for the Giants. Line of scrimmage, the Giants' 37.5-yard line. 7 minutes and 8 seconds remaining. 13-7 the score in our championship game. Ted Moore along with Ken Coleman from Yankee Stadium in New York. Giants go back in the huddle. We had a delay there a moment while one of the players tied his shoes. Some of the Green Bay Packers linemen are still wearing cleats. All the backs and ends wearing the ripple-soled shoes. And that's what all the Giants are wearing. Second down, 10 yards to go. Tittle takes the ball from center, goes back, fires the short pass, complete to Gifford, knocked out of bounds by Herb Adderley at the 44-yard line. And again, that devastating sideline pass was complete to Frank Gifford. There's very little you can do about that, the short pass. Tittle takes the ball from center, just straightens up, moves back a couple of steps, and fires out to the right side. That one was good for 7 yards, third down. And 3 yards to go. Ball just short of the Giants' 45-yard line. Tittle takes, fakes a handoff to Webster, rolling out to the right. He tripped and fell and threw the ball underarm, just getting rid of it. There was a receiver there. He won't be called for intentional grounding. He rolled out to the right on an action pass. Was trying to hit somebody as he fired it underhanded just to keep from getting that 3 or 4 yard loss. But it's fourth down, 3 yards to go, and the Giants will be forced to punt. Chandler going back to do the booting. Carpenter and Pitts deep for the Packers, standing on the Packers' 25-yard line. Low pass from center. Chandler picks it up, gets the kick away, angling toward this sideline and going out of bounds inside the Packer 30 at about the 28-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 at that point for the Green Bay Packers. 32-yard kick by Don Chandler. This game is really beginning to seesaw now in the fourth quarter. 6 minutes and 53 seconds remaining. 13-7, the Packers lead. They own the football. First and 10 on their own 28. Ringo over the ball. Starr takes, hands off to Jimmy Taylor. Taylor on a counter play to the right side. Moves up across the 30-yard line to about the 34 before he's dropped. And Sam Huff getting off the bottom of the pile with some help from Bill Winter. Pick up on the play of 6 yards by Jimmy Taylor. Second down, 4 yards to go. Packers come out of the huddle. McGee flanked very wide on the left side. Starr hands off to Tommy Moore. Moore pops through a hole on the right side. and moves across the 35-yard line up close to the 38. Moving in was Alan Webb along with Jim Patton, the two safety men, to make the stop. It's very close to a first down, and we're going to have a measurement now of the chains coming out from this side of the field. Paul Horning is coming back into the Packer lineup. He'll replace Tom Moore at left halfback for Green Bay. Here come the sticks. They're being placed. It's short of a first down. Just barely short of a first down. Less than a yard to go. Third down for the Green Bay Packers. Ball on the Packers' 38-yard line. Now Ringo gets over the ball. Bart Starr rubs his hands together before he crouches and starts the count. Here he goes. The handoff goes to Taylor, and Taylor over the right side moves across the 40 to the 42-yard line. Making the tackle was Sam Huff along with Alan Webb coming up from the safety position.